Hello world, welcome back. This is Gary Goba Cutica Health with your host, Aman. Today we're looking at the topic, childhood bullying, how to deal with the menace, childhood bullying. Now, a bully can make every day a living hell for a child, from mundane activities such as eating in the school canteen to going on the school bus can be nightmarish. Bullying often has adverse effects, leaving a deep emotional scar, and can become extremely dangerous if there are threats to life, violent attacks, damage to properties, and sometimes death. Childhood bullying is a frequent societal ill that causes severe mental and physical concerns for both victim and bully. In teenagers, the risk factors are higher. Victims of bullies are usually of a different sexual orientation and have a disability or sometimes a medical condition such as skin or food allergies, diabetes, and asthma. My first question for today, how do you identify bullying? So there are typically three major characteristics to help identify a bully: intention, recurrence, and power. Let me say that again. Intention, recurrence, and power. So bullying is a behavioral pattern. A bully aims to cause pain via physical attacks, verbal assaults, rejections, and constantly perpetuate these acts towards the victim. Now, it's been observed that boys experience physical bullying while girls are emotionally bullied. Bullying occurs in schools and recently via social media. The children who bully are perceived to come from influential families or of higher societal strata with positions of power, or children who are bigger, stronger, and popular in a group or school. My next question, who is a bully? Now, a bully can be anyone, a friend, a stranger, a sibling, a parent, or a classmate. In a survey of 1,009 students, classmates and friends topped the list of bullies at 55%, whilst parents and siblings were the least at 15%. Most times, as parents or guardians, it's challenging to know if your child is a target, a witness, or the bully themselves. The incessant bullying has increased in the last few decades, and its long-term consequences include suicide attempts and random killing. So today I'll share with you a few tips to help you know how to tackle this menace. First things first, types of childhood bullying. So there are four major forms of bullying, and I'll share them with you according to their prevalence. Number one, physical bullying, which includes kicking, punching, constant slaps, and damaging personal properties. Number two, verbal bullying, in the form of intimidation, racist slurs, verbal abuse, insulting, and name calling. Number three, social bullying, with an intention to damage the victim's reputation through gossips or cause public humiliation by ganging up with others to do the same, being unkind or nasty. And number four, cyberbullying, which is the use of electronic means such as phones and computers to spread rumors and attacks via social media. Another form is humiliating someone by exposing personal information to the public online or trolling by harassment. And now let's proceed and look at the effects of childhood bullying. So there are adverse effects of bullying in childhood for both bullies and victims. The short-term effects are poor academic performance, antisocial personality disorders, poor behavioral conduct, social disengagement, attempted or completed suicide, and substance abuse. The long-term effect is mental health conditions. Aggression turns to crime, substance abuse, alcohol or drugs, and severe relationship issues. And now let's look at preventive measures against bullying. Not all children are willing to share their experience with bullying, but there are telltale signs such as being withdrawn, absenteeism, feelings of anxiety and depression, panic attacks, or body pains. Speak to someone in authority if you're being bullied. As a parent or guardian, converse with your child, and once you detect your words are being bullied, first show empathy, as your child has the right to a safe space. Seek legal resolve if counsel fails and hold someone accountable for the criminal act. In closing, preventive measures include educating people about kindness and respect, promoting positive friendships, also encouraging victims to participate in activities they enjoy. This will boost their self-esteem and their confidence. Most importantly, asking victims to speak out, as well as punishing those who perpetuate the act, will serve as a deterrent for others. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you.
Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is cutica health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.